The next piece of what we're talking about is getting to the hospital on Shabbos. And I'm breaking this down into two parts. The first part, yeah, Ray. Oh, yeah. Someone send Ray the source sheet, please. Yes, Ricky.
Is this the same thing? If, like, the topic.
Yeah, we're still within getting help on Shabbos. Yom Tov does have one key distinction, which is Yom Tov Sheni being different from what we're going to say, because Yom Tov Sheni is a matter of Minhag and Derabanan as opposed to De'oraisa. So, in terms of getting to the hospital, the way I want to do this is first talk about a very interesting halachic question of someone who anticipates that they may need to go to the hospital on Shabbos. Do they have any obligation to avoid that by staying in or near the hospital in advance? Two popular cases. One, a doctor who knows that they're on call on Shabbos. Or two, a woman whose due date is coming or has already passed and now Shabbos is coming and she thinks she might need to go to the hospital on Shabbos. So if someone's on hospice, they're not going to be taken to the hospital.
So not hospice.
But somebody who would be very, very ill, yes. Theoretically possible, but exceedingly unlikely that we're going to move them. Someone who's in that kind of a state. Yeah. So that's number one. And number two is what happens if you actually know that you're going to have to go to the hospital on Shabbos? Not just that, like, you're on call and may get called or not, but, like, you actually have a shift. You know your shift is starting Friday night at 11 p.m. So now what do you have to do? You are going there to save lives. But on the other hand, you knew before Shabbos that you were going to need to go there. And then the last piece of it is to give some practical guidelines. We're not going to get to that today, thanks to our Pesach segment and our whatever that was discussion. But you can see the start of it in source number 14. And God willing, after Pesach, we'll talk more about practical things that come up when visiting a hospital, both in terms of patients and in terms of visiting somebody who's in the hospital on Shabbos. Clear? Okay? And that'll basically take us up until the final review, and that'll be that. So, first part, is there an obligation to stay near the hospital where a person knows that they might need to go to the hospital on Shabbos? So this brings us back to a source that I brought up months ago, but we didn't really do a lot of discussion on it. We're going to do a little more discussion about it now. It's source number 6. The person who wants to get on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, right? You remember that? Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Yotessa Med Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Ein mafligin besfina pachos mishlosha yamim kodem l'Shabbos. You do not embark on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. When is that true? L'dvar harashus. If you're going for an optional trip, a discretionary trip. Aval l'dvar mitzvah. If, however, you are going for the sake of a mitzvah, shabir dami, then you are allowed to get on the boat. Uposek imo amanas lishbos. You're supposed to arrange with the captain of the ship, hey, we're not traveling on Shabbos, right? Ve'eno shoves divrei rabbi. And then, you know what? If he doesn't stop, he doesn't stop. So writes Rebbe. You're supposed to make the arrangement, and if he stops, he stops. If he doesn't, he doesn't. I see that in my English translation. I actually didn't translate Eno Shoves, which is interesting. I should insert that in there. Everyone understands what I'm saying? I didn't include in there the phrase, even if he doesn't stop, which kind of matters. Rabbi Shimba Gamliel Omer Eno Tzarech. Rabbi Shimba Gamliel says the whole thing is not necessary. Meaning you don't need to make an arrangement like that in the first place. And then, Umitzur Letzidon, if you're traveling from Tyre, up in Lebanon, at least today is Lebanon, to Tzidon, these are two ports that are very close together. Afilu Be'erev Shabbos Mutter, you can get on the boat on Friday, it doesn't matter because you're going to arrive before Shabbos. So I have no concerns and no issues. It's a very short trip. Are we clear so far?
Yeah.
there are certain things that should not be clear. What is my concern when it comes to getting on this boat? What am I worried about? Not a tchum discussion.
Delay,
and therefore what? So what? No. Let's say I'm going to be traveling on Shabbos. So what? What's the isser? What have I violated by doing so? Tchum is not a problem. Sorry?
No.
Nope. What's the concern? So there are multiple explanations for this, but the simplest explanation is that there's something that's going to happen, which would be a desecration of Shabbos. We'll see what that is shortly. But we're afraid that we're going to end up desecrating Shabbos in some sense. Tell me why that doesn't seem to fit. Read the Gemara itself. There's something in the Gemara that implies that it's not really about Chilul Shabbos. Yeah, Natalie. Yeah. If I'm allowed to go for the sake of a mitzvah, what mitzvah is going to... Like, it doesn't say you're allowed to for pikuach nefesh, right? If you really believe that this is a concern for desecrating Shabbos, you shouldn't be able to say, well, I'm going for the sake of my nephew's bris, so therefore I'm able to go on Shabbos. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So that's problematic. Not to mention, why is it only a 3-day requirement? Ayala will remember, because when I mentioned this Gemara the first time we did it, she had the answer for why only 3 days. I think it was you. Okay. That's the problem with saying it's about overriding Shabbos. If it's not about Chilul Shabbos, then what's it about? Why am I not supposed to do this? Like, what's the concern? So, like I said, there are a few different approaches to this Gemara, but I want to bring you two. The first one is the Rif, and it's also brought in the Rambam, because, again, that chain from the Rif to the Rambam that we were talking about. The Rambam is in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Halacha Yud Gimel, for anybody who wants to look it up. But take a look at source number 7. Yesh Misha Omer, some say, Mishum Gezeras Tchumen Gazrubah. Some say that it is a decree because of violation of Shabbos by crossing the Tchum. Not that Tchum is an issue, but there's some kind of a Gezerah lest something happen involving the Tchum. V'hai time of Prichahu. But he says this is questionable. Among his questions, Ma'ir Ya Gimel Yamim. Why then is it only within 3 days? Afilu tfeinami, it should be even more. Ve'od, and further, as Natalie asked, Lidvar mitzvah maishari, why would it be permitted for the sake of a mitzvah? Ela hainu taima de mafligim bespina pachos mikimel yamim kodem haShabbos. He says, I'll tell you why you're not supposed to do this within 3 days of Shabbos. Mishum bitul mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. Because you would be canceling your enjoyment of Shabbos. Dechol gimel yamim havilahu shinui veses mishum ni'anua hasfina. Because all through those 3 days, you're in this awkward situation that you're not used to as the boat is shaking back and forth and you get seasick. V'ayinu taimel d'dvar mitzvah shari. And that's why you're allowed to do this for the sake of a mitzvah. Mishum diptiri mitzvahs oneg. Because if you're doing it for a mitzvah, that overrides your obligation of oneg Shabbos. Right? You're involved in one mitzvah, you're exempt from another. So my 3 days is not a concern anymore. My question of why is it only 3 days? Because if I leave on Tuesday by Shabbos, I should be used to it. And my concern of why are you allowing it for a Dvar Mitzvah is because that will override the Oneg Shabbos consideration. It's not about Chilul Shabbos at all. Clear? Very important implication of what the Rif is saying. If the issue really were Chilul Shabbos, 3 days would not be sufficient. Even if I knew on Monday that something is going to happen on Shabbos that will cause me to be Mechal on Shabbos, I would have an obligation to worry about it on Monday. This is the Rif. Sorry?
I'm a little bit confused about that.
Yeah.
Don't understand the whole 3-day situation.
So what we're saying is, don't get on the boat. Remember, we had this discussion the first time that we did this, and this was actually Rebecca's thing, was, is it Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or is it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday before Shabbos? And my answer was, you can actually find both views in the Rishonim and Achronim. But let's take one view, okay? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll take that. So what we're saying is, the Rif is saying, is that the Gemara says, don't get on the boat Wednesday or later in the week, because if you do, on Shabbos, you're sitting there on this boat, and the boat is rocking back and forth, and you feel terrible, and therefore you lose your mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. As opposed to if you get on Tuesday, you've adjusted by the time Shabbos rolls around. What's the question?
Oh, you're saying that like 3 days is not enough time to adjust
yeah.
to the
Correct.
Of the boat.
You need a full 3 days. Now, is that true for everybody? Does it depend on the kind of boat? Does it depend on the kind of body of water? Sure, this is a generalization. Yes?
Is he giving two different answers why it would be okay? One, because you're going to be used to it, and number two, because even if you're not used to it, doing one mitzvah overrides your mitzvah.
No, those are two different heterim. One heter was you can do it if it's more than 3 days, even if it's not for the sake of a mitzvah. And number two, you could do it even within the 3 days if it's for the sake of a mitzvah. So he's explaining each circumstance and why it's allowed. It's allowed if it's more than 3 days before, because you won't be seasick. And it's allowed even if it's within the 3 days for the sake of a mitzvah, because that will override the Oneg Shabbos concern. Yes, Leah.
Well, you don't have to answer this if I have nothing to do with this, but are you allowed to just be on the boat over 2 days?
That's what it's implying, no?
Like I'm saying, if I want to go on a couple days or something.
Yeah. The answer is yes. The only thing that you have to keep in mind is that if you get off a boat on Shabbos, you're limited to Tchum Shabbos, meaning your Tchum starts from wherever it is that you were at dock. You know, that's your Tchum. So you have basically a kilometer roughly from there. You can get off, but you can't go anywhere fun. That's number one. And number two is in the event that they do the malacha for you, remember we talked about Maisa Shabbos, right? Benefiting from work done on Shabbos by a non-Jew for a Jew. And one of the cases in the Mishnah was the non-Jew sets up the gangplank to get off the boat on Shabbos. So if he does that for you, you're not allowed to benefit from it. As opposed to if he does it for himself also, and for non-Jews also, in which case it's allowed.
What about being on a train or an airplane?
So there's a lot of discussion about this issue. The Chasam Sofer wrote that you should not take a train that runs through Shabbos. Meaning, in their day, you had, their day for the Chasam Sofer, we're talking early 19th century, you had trains that ran for hours and hours and hours. And he discussed whether you're allowed to. And he said, remember that we talked about the mitzvah of Shabbaton, that you're required to actively have a restful Shabbos, and there are actions that you're not allowed to pursue just because they will avoid a restful, you know, they will undermine a restful Shabbos. So he said, riding on one of those trains, even if you're not having a tchum problem, is still a problem of Shabbaton, because you're really going to have this terrible, non-restful Shabbos. It's like it's just like Tuesday at that point. Yeah, there was another question. I heard it. No? Okay. So this is all within the Rif. The Baal HaMa'or says that's not the issue. The Baal HaMa'or says the issue is likely Chilul Shabbos. That's the problem. Not definite Chilul Shabbos. Not that you're definitely going to have to do it, but that you might have to do it. Take a look, please, at source number 8. The Baal HaMa'or, Rabbi Zrachya Halevi, another Sephardi in our Masorah, comments on the Rif, saying the following: Kol shlosha yamim kodem l'Shabbos kame shabse mikri. All 3 days leading up to Shabbos are identified as before Shabbos. You know what? It was you who said it. It was Daniela. Sorry, Ella. It was Daniela who said it when we did it the first time.
That was something I knew it wasn't me.
Okay, it was you who said it. That 3 days before Shabbos is already considered part of Shabbos. I think it was you.
Yeah.
You said it? Okay. Sarah said it. I apologize to everybody. Never mind. So he says all 3 days before Shabbos are identified as being the lead up to Shabbos. What is he talking about? Pause in source number 8. Look at source number 9. Gemara in Gittin. Tana Rabbanan. Brisa says, La'achar Shavua. If somebody says, I'm going away, I'm going to come back after Shavua. Shavua here does not mean week. Shavua here means Shemitah cycle. So, if he says that, what he means is Shana, within a year after Shemitah. It doesn't mean the day after Shemitah. If he says, I'm coming back after Shemitah, it means at some point within the year after Shemitah. Practical applications of this have to do with a person who, let's say, gives a get or something like that and says, I'll be, you know, if I don't come back after Shemitah, so this is what he means. La'achar Shana, if he says after a year, he means within a month after the year, Chodesh. La'achar Chodesh, if he says, I'll be coming back after a month, that means Shabbos, within the week after Shabbos. La'achar Shabbos Mai, what if he says, I'll be back after Shabbos? What does that mean? Yasiv Rabbi Zera kamed de Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Zera is sitting in front of Rabbi Asi, and he says, V'amrila Rabbi Asi kamed de Rabbi Yochanan, or some said it was Rabbi Asi in front of Rabbi Yochanan, said, Chad b'shava utrei utlasa basar shabsa. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, go with the preceding Shabbos. So if he says, I'm going to be back after Shabbos, anytime until Tuesday or through Tuesday satisfies that. Whereas, arba v'chamisho male shabsa, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, kame shabsa. That's considered before the coming Shabbos. Right, if you're familiar with the halacha regarding Havdalah, for somebody who didn't make Havdalah Motzai Shabbos for whatever reason, so they do Havdalah until Tuesday, that's right, that's what you see here. Note, though, that they don't make Bar Marei Ha'esh, and they don't make Bar Minei B'Samim. They just do the core bracha of Havdalah with the Bar Priya Gafen. So that's the source for what we say in source number 8, that the 3 days preceding Shabbos are all called before Shabbos. Venira kimasne lidchos es hashabbos. So this person who gets on the boat looks like he is making a condition of, I'm going to violate Shabbos. What do you mean? Because nothing stands before saving a life. So he knows, getting on a boat, bad things happen sometimes on boats. Right? The person makes a gomel when getting off a boat ride. So he says, I know I could need to override Shabbos. That's okay. I'm getting on the boat. And if I need to, well, it's pikuach nefesh. V'adim l'hafesh b'midbaros. And the same thing would be true not only for a boat, but getting on a caravan out into the midbar. V'chol makom sakana she'adam ase l'chala bo'as ha'shabbos. Or any dangerous place where a person is destined to violate Shabbos. So the Baal Amar says it's a matter of avoiding likely Chilul Shabbos. Clear? That's what this is about. Evidence to support this. Go back to the Gemara, please, in source number 6. I didn't read the last line of the Gemara before. Nobody said you cheated me of the last line. Nobody even said, like, wait, what was the last line about? Okay. Well, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara in the last line says, Tana Rabbanan, Ein tsarin alayaros shal nachrim pachos mishlosha yamim kodim l'shabbos. You're not allowed to lay siege to a city within 3 days of Shabbos. V'mitchilu, but if the siege began beforehand, ein mafsikin, then you don't stop. This is presumably not about oneg Shabbos, right? You're seasick while laying siege to a city. The issue here is because you're engaged in war, you're going to end up needing to violate Shabbos. Say if the war already began before, then it began before. And where it's self-defense, this is not part of the conversation. They're talking about here where you didn't need to do this right now. You had the choice of waiting till after Shabbos. So if you have the choice of waiting to start after Shabbos, and it's now within 3 days of Shabbos, you're supposed to wait. So that very clearly makes it sound like it's a pikuach nefesh situation. It's not about the oneg discussion. It's about being mechal al Shabbos and saying, well, now I need to be mechal al Shabbos. Clear? Does anyone understand what I'm saying?
I don't understand the whole, like, if he said this, he means something else. Like,
I didn't say that.
No, like,
Oh, that. It's yeah. It's just a question of what's a realistic time frame. What did this person probably mean? Someone says to you, I'll see you next year. Did they mean January? Well, that's the question. What did they mean? I'll see you. Someone says to you, I want to borrow your pen. I'll give it back to you after Pesach. So what constitutes legitimate returning of the pen? You know, that's the question. What's legitimate to expect? That's what this Gemara is defining for us. So it depends. If they set, basically what it's doing is it's giving us whatever the next shorter period of time is. So if they said after Shemitah, the next shorter one is a year. So within a year after Shemitah. If they said after this year, then they meant within a month after the year. And it just works its way down.
After the time that they said.
Yeah. After the after that moment in time that they identified.
Okay.
That's the idea. So why then only 3 days? Why do I? First of all, the reason why we brought this Gemara originally was because of Hutra Dechuya, right? The Baal Hamar's statement that you're supposed to try to avoid a situation where you're going to need to violate Shabbos tells you Shabbos is Dechuya, right? That's his point. Why is it only 3 days? Because 3 days is the lead into Shabbos. The Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa notes that we don't do a delayed bris on Thursday because it will lead to danger potentially on day 3 after the bris, which will be Shabbos. You can come up with other examples of this where we try to avoid something because of beforehand. But the bottom line is as follows. Let me just ask you. Do you want a 3-minute break now or we end class when we finish what we're doing? Because we can do it either way. I don't know if people are really tired and it's hot in the room, or if they prefer to just roll through it. I'm fine either way.
I can use a break.
Okay, I'm going to give you a break for 3 minutes. Okay, picking up from where we were. Hopefully, having breathed will be helpful. So we saw two different views on the on that Gemara in Shabbos about getting on the boat. We saw the view of the Rif, and the Rif's contention is that if we're really about knowing you're going to need to violate Shabbos, then you would not be allowed to get on even if it's more than 3 days beforehand. Rather, the issue is Oneg Shabbos. On the other hand, we saw the Baal Hamor who said, if we know that you're going to likely need to violate Shabbos, then it's only an issue within the 3 days. But apparently before that, it's somehow okay. The Shulchan Aruch follows elements of both, distinguishing between potential need to override Shabbos and guaranteed need to override Shabbos. He says, we follow the Rif to say that Oneg is a concern within 3 days of Shabbos, and we found the Baal Hamor to say that likely Chilul Shabbos is a concern within 3 days of Shabbos. Only within 3 days, but beyond the 3 days, you're going to be okay. This is going to be what you see in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at source number 10 from the Shulchan Aruch. Why is what?
More than 3 days,
if it's likely violation of Shabbos, you'll see. I mean, you'll see it. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "Hadein mafligin b'svina pachas mishlosh yamim kodem haShabbos." That which we say that you're not supposed to get on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos, hatam mishum oneg Shabbos. The issue is enjoyment of Shabbos. Right? That's his opening point, like the Rif. Shekol shlosha yamam harishonim yeshlem tsaru bilbul, because for the first 3 days people are in pain, their head's not on straight. V'davka l'mafligim b'yamim hamaluchim, but it's specifically if you're getting on yamim hamaluchim, salt water, meaning like the Mediterranean Sea, the ocean, something like that. Avo b'naharos ein shum tsar l'mafligim b'hem, but if it's going to be a river, that's not a big deal. People don't feel a lot of pain when they're riding on a boat on the river. Obviously, bless you, this is going to be subjective to a degree. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. He says, as of now, my concern is an oneg concern. that's the position taken by the Mechaber. Yes, Ricky.
Do people really travel on a river for 3 days?
A Mississippi riverboat? I don't know.
I feel like rivers are small.
Right, so rivers are not small. Rivers where you live are small. You know, if you're a New Yorker, you're like, I don't understand what this is about. But out in the bigger
like
world.
The Hudson River,
yeah, that's what you're thinking of. But
would you not be allowed to go on a cruise, like on air captive, like you don't have to be captive?
So it will depend to an extent on how subjective we make this. So the Rif is the source for what the Shulchan Aruch writes here. The are not worried about potential pikuach nefesh chilul Shabbos in advance. The issue is oneg. However, jump over the Rama to Se'iv Dalet, still in source number 10. Hayot Se'im b'shayara b'midbar, people who go out on a caravan into the wilderness. V'akol yodim shem tzvichem l'chalul Shabbos, everybody knows they will need to violate Shabbos. This is not potential. This is going to happen. What do you mean? Because if you're on a caravan, you do have a problem of Tchum Shabbos. Boat may not. Caravan, yes. They're not going to stop the caravan for you on Shabbos. And you're not going to be able to just say, leave me behind and I'll catch the next one. That's a very dangerous game. So, Gimel Yom Kodim Shabbos Asurim Lates. Within 3 days of Shabbos, you may not go. Ubayom Rishon, Ubisheni, Ubishlishi, Mutter Latzeis. But you are allowed to on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Vim Acharkach Yera Lo Sakana V'Yitzarach L'Chal Shabbos V'Mnei Pikuach Nefesh Mutter. And if afterwards something dangerous happens and you need to override Shabbos because of saving a life, so fine. You will be allowed to do so. But not within 3 days, because we are concerned about what really is likely Chilul Shabbos. And vein kan chilul, and then it's not called desecrating Shabbos. The Rama throws in the same point regarding a boat. If you saw the line I had in italics in the Hebrew, that's the Rama. He says haga v'chein hasfina sheyitzdarech haYisrael lavo l'dei malacha b'Shabbos. The same thing is true for a boat. If the Jew is going to need to do malacha on Shabbos, asur likanes b'shlosh yamim kodem haShabbos. So again, you're not allowed to enter the boat within 3 days of Shabbos. So what you're seeing in the Shulchan Aruch is that if you're talking about possible potential Chilul Shabbos, that's not going to be a consideration for me. However, in the event that what you're talking about is likely Chilul Shabbos, then you do have to do something about it within 3 days of Shabbos, whether boat or caravan. Well, don't get on the boat. Don't get on the caravan.
So you wouldn't be left.
Correct. The reason I say have to do something about it is because we're going to be coming back now to the question of someone who knows that they're going to need to go to the hospital on Shabbos.
But definite Shabbos,
so that hasn't been framed that way here yet. That has not been framed that way here yet. Yeah, right. Sorry, it does apply. The Rama, I mean, but he didn't talk about the 3 days. He just talked about the 3 days. Yeah, sorry.
I know we talked about from, trying to see Dawn as being, a short trip you need to take that on Friday. If you know that there's, a 2-day cruise that'll leave from Seattle to get to Alaska, and it'll get there before Shabbos, and you leave on a Wednesday,
So leaving on a Wednesday would be okay. The point that I would add is that the Shulchan Aruch talks about not traveling on Friday. It's based in the Gemara. It's not Shulchan Aruch's invention. But not traveling on a Friday in a way that you're going to arrive at your destination close to Shabbos, lest you not have everything you need for Shabbos. And then Shabbos ends up being yucky. Okay, you made it. Fine. But now what? You don't have any food. So a person would have to make sure they had accommodations all arranged. In the days of the Shulchan Aruch, that wasn't really doable, unless you, sent a letter very far in advance or whatever. Today, it's much more manageable. So, the question now becomes, what happens if you know you will likely need to go to the hospital? Do you have to stay in the hospital from before Shabbos, because otherwise you're entering into, knowingly enter into a situation in which you're going to need to drive to the hospital on Shabbos. Bless you. This is a very practical concern. This comes up all the time for doctors. So, unfortunately, I fell victim to the bad clock. I gave the break, thinking I had enough time for it. I forgot that that clock is slow. So, we have a cliffhanger. You can read Rav Moshe and the Shemir Shabbos Gilchasa in 11, 12, 13, and it will give you some answer about it. But the moral of the story for you over Pesach is don't break Shabbos. Okay? All right. Thank you very much. Echad kosher v'sameach.